Welcome to episode 96 of the Active Photographer Podcast, your behind-the-scenes glimpse into the day-to-day life of a working professional photographer, with me, Giles Babbage. With the end of the year fast approaching, I've been getting the usual seasonal requests for promotional photography, and this week's show is all about one of my most recent commissions. Now, every year, Portsmouth Historic Dockyard puts on its Victorian Festival of Christmas event, and I was asked to document proceedings a couple of days ago, with the pictures destined for all manner of promotional opportunities in the coming weeks and further into the future. So, cracking on, let's catch up with me as I back up my pictures following the event. Welcome, one and all, to The Active Photographer, episode 96. It's just after 8:30 in the evening, and I'm fairly tired. I will just make a quick apology. If I do yawn, you know the reason why. I shall do my best not to, but you have been warned. So, the reason that I am recording this now is because earlier today, between about 2 o'clock and 6 o'clock, I was under commission at Portsmouth Historic Dockyard, and the reason for this is because it was their Victorian Festival of Christmas, which they do every year, and it's a very good event. And I thought that as I am in front of my computer at the moment, and I'm just backing up images, I'm not going to be working on them this evening, but you know, the usual process of backing things up, I thought I'd just talk a bit about what I've been shooting, and yeah, just give you a slight overview. So, I think, and just literally, what I've got here is I've got Adobe Bridge open in front of me, and I'm just going to open this up so that I can see lots of pictures in front of me. I shot somewhere in the region of 450, or just under 450 pictures. They won't all get submitted. Some of them are repetitions. So for example, I've got a shot here. The opening a couple of shots that I've got show someone posing for the camera, and there's a couple of very similar shots there. And there is no need to have two of those, so I'll pick the best one with the best expression, and we'll take it from there. So. The first shots were centered around the sort of indoor marketplace that they have there with some stalls and people selling their wares and what have you. I'm just having a look here. One thing is probably worth mentioning, always bear in mind that you need to check the time stamp on your camera. I noticed after I took a couple of shots that the time was out by an hour. Doesn't really make that much of a difference. However, it has meant that the pictures are not in order as I look at them. But I found them now. So the first shot was in this enclosed area. I think it's an old warehouse, what have you. Say warehouse is a very big area with all these stands and stalls and what have you, and it was one of those shots where there were going to be two times that I would photograph it. One, I thought as I'm there just to get a quick shot of it with the natural light coming through, the sunlight, and the other time was going to be later in the day where I was thinking that it would be, you'd have the lights from all these little stalls here, nice and colourful, the Christmas fairy lights and what have you, the people hustle and bustle of that, excuse me, and that it would be nice and dark all around the edges because of it would be dark. In the event, when I returned to it later, it was bathed under what, in photographic terms, colour-wise, you would imagine to be tungsten lighting, so bright orange. They're actually, I guess, sort of arc lamps, security lamps, what have you, that sort of lighting. So that was just a nice kind of way to open proceedings. Those were shot, have I got the metadata in front of me here? Those were shot on a 24-25mm lens, ISO 200, and you know, it was a nice opening shot. So then I stepped outside, and the whole point of these pictures was to provide imagery that can be sent off to press in certain areas, go on Facebook, on their Facebook pages at the dockyard, and then to be used in future publicity. So when they put together the brochures and the publicity for next year's event, they'll have a fresh set of images that they can use. So the first shots here were shot with an 80-200. I'm just going to, bear with me one second, I'm just going to get some more information up here. Okay, they were shot with an 80-200, so a long lens picture. And just going back to what I said before, there are two shots in the sequence here. One, the guy's got his eyes sort of half shut, and the other, they're wide open. So that obviously is the shot I'll take. These are street performers, or rather character performers. The important thing was to get some reference to the fact that it was at the naval base, the dockyard area, what have you. As you can imagine, this time of year, a lot of Christmas festivals and events, you get similar characters, you know, Scrooge and Queen Victoria and all this sort of thing. But it was important to try to make it clear that where the shots were taken, to make them individual. So with these pictures here, we've got people sort of, you know, acting up in front of the crowds, and you've got the lovely sort of brick buildings in the background, which are nice and strong there. Just skipping through here, a few more grab shots. Then there's a really nice shot sort of looking across to one of the, I think it's called Semaphore Tower, there with a clock on there, and it's backlit, and there was this fake snow that was blowing through the air in one area, and that's just really picked it up. And it was at a time when the light was still there. This was around about, I haven't immediately got the timestamp in front of me, but it was around about sort of 2:30, something like that. So it's really nice sort of winter light bathing these red brick buildings. The crowd's out of focus. Again, another long lens shot. And just some outdoor stalls there, the food stalls. That's really nice. Just skipping through, doing variations of that sort of thing. What more can I tell you about these? There's not a lot to say, really. There's some shots where people step in front, being a crowd scene. You know, a lot of people step in front at the wrong moment, look to the camera, and immediately disqualifies the picture because, you know, it's not favourable. With these events, I kind of like to, obviously I like to have a variety of angles and of focal lengths, to have some shots that are sort of razor sharp from front to back, a bit like those opening shots that I did with all the stalls there, and others with the sort of the long end of an 80-200 at something like f4 or sometimes at f2.8, depends what I'm shooting, as long as the subject is nice and sharp. It's one of those things. I like to get my bearings when I go to these events, and I was under commission from 2 till 5. The reason I left at at 6 o'clock or thereabouts was because I got chatting to some people, and a fellow photographer, an enthusiast photographer, sort of collared me for some answers to some questions, and of course I'm always happy to talk about photography. So yeah, it sort of went on a bit. So the point was, between 2 and 5, I was going to be able to get a range of shots that were some of them in daylight and with the lovely sort of as the light gradually faded and what have you, and then when it was dusk or essentially night time as they looked, getting shots there. So a range of lenses. I've got in fact I've still got my camera bag. I'm just going to bring it across. I kept it, just on a technical point, I kept it quite simple. I actually used only one camera body in the event. I used a Nikon D3, no surprises there. But I actually moved between three lenses. I had the 80-200, which I don't really... I'll put a link in the show notes, but this is an 80-200. This is the old AFS lens. It's a really nice lens. I still use it. It's quite old now. We have a 24-85 macro. Didn't really use the macro in this sense. It wasn't really suitable to go in that close. But 24-85, so it's kind of like a sort of mid-range. And then I used the very, very sharp, very nice 10-20mm Sigma super wide-angle lens. That's an HSM lens. A lot of people shy away from using branded lens, or rather non-branded lenses, i.e. not the Nikkor lenses, if you're a Nikon shooter. I have no issue with this. At the end of the day, if the glass is good enough and your pictures are lovely and sharp, that surely is the important thing. So that's that. The other accessories that I had with me, I had a single Nikon SB800 speed light, which I used for some of the pictures. And then what else? Oh yes, I used a Gitzo Series 2 Traveler carbon fiber tripod. Nice and light, but rock steady. At the later hours when it was necessary, because a lot of the shots I was shooting at sort of anywhere up to ISO 6400 or beyond, but when it came to some of the proper nighttime shots, as it were, I just wanted to make sure those were as crisp and as clean, and when I say clean, I mean free from digital noise, as possible. So for that reason, I had the tripod there. I left the quick release plate attached to the camera all the time, so I didn't have to fumble around in the dark. It's always good to, you know, be prepared, as they say. And that was really it. The only other thing, this all went, I took this along in an old Lowepro rucksack. This was the old, I forget what it is, a mini Trekker, I think it was. It's been going for years, and there's always new versions of this bag, some of which I have on test at the moment, and others which I'm looking forward to trying in the future. But this one, I mean, it just keeps on going. It's a lovely little bag, and I'm sure, you know, that the modern equivalent of that model is going to be just as good. Anyway, the only other thing I had was a Manfrotto Pro Photo vest, which, you know, it has its uses at events. It's really good. Two really big pockets at the front allowed me just to drop lenses and a pen and paper and this, that and the other. The other thing I had to carry around was some model release forms, just for certain shots, just to make sure that I had permission from parents for very young children to be in the photographs that are going to be used for publicity. And if you want me to talk about model release forms and that sort of thing, let me know, because I can go on about that on a separate recording. But I've got here a series of these that have been filled out, and that's great. So, quite a simple setup altogether. Let's take another look at some of these pictures. The shots that I got here, it was interesting. I started at around about 2 o'clock. It was a little bit before two, actually. And within 20 minutes, certainly within half an hour, timings had slipped. There were certain things that... I've got the program in front of me here. So, for example, 2 till 2:45, Santa solves his Christmas crisis, which was a a new take on sort of Father Christmas and grottos, and, you know, Father Christmas being on display for the little children, what have you. It was really nice, but it didn't go to time. Then there was Christmas cocktail hour, not with Father Christmas, I hasten to add, that was somewhere else. The Royal British Legion Victory Brass Band were playing at a certain time, and Fort Cumberland Guard giving a royal salute to Queen Victoria, all that sort of thing. But within, it had been my plan that between 2 and 3 I was going to photograph all these things that were specific times, and then that would free me up to just walk around, probably with the 80-200, just getting some really nice grab shots. It was requested that I didn't do too many, they didn't want too many posed shots, which is fine. The kind of reportage or, you know, sort of candid shots are always nicer, I find. But all of a sudden, the timings kind of went out the window, and that kind of set the tone and the pace for the rest of the day. So as I was walking around, I just got a few grab shots, just sort of so I didn't miss any, and made sure that there were those in the bag, as it were. What can I tell you? Oh, yeah, the other thing. So I've got a shot here of a gentleman sort of acting, and it's what does it say here? The Victorian public lavatory, sort of comical character, and talking to the public and all the rest of it. Really nice kind of interacting with people and what have you. With this long lens shot, it's lovely. You get the same thing when it's raining. Thankfully, we didn't have any rain. But when it's raining, and it's such a sort of a large draw. This was at ISO 400, 125th of a second at f4 at 200mm on this lens. The snow, it's artificial snow. I should probably explain that before. It's artificial snow, comes out of a machine. I think it's like foam, but essentially when it's falling, it feels just like it's snow sort of falling sort of in your face and what have you. So that out of focus is just really nice. Just adds another little something. Now, from that, I was sort of walking along, and there were these chain gang sort of convicts, obviously all in Victorian period dress and what have you. But again, trying to get reference to the dockyard and what have you, we have HMS Victory, very iconic ship in the background there. Makes it absolutely clear where it is, what's going on. So you've got the foreground interest, you've got... the ship in the background, the interaction with the people. If you've listened to the show in recent weeks, does this sound a bit familiar? I did I'm just bringing up the Active Photographer website actually while I'm doing this. Going back a few weeks to episode 93, and I'll put a link in the show notes, you remember that I was talking with Hugh Graham. And the topic of debate was the logic of creating photographs. And it talked about the PICS formula, P-I-C-S, which is all about how you interact the viewer with the subject matter and frame up and make strong pictures. Same thing going on with these. These are sort of unposed, just seeing the shots as they come, just looking at the characters and what have you. As I say, I'll put the link in the show notes. You can check that out if you so wish, if you haven't heard already. Then I went into this area, which was at Fagan's Tavern, which is this lovely building, very unassuming, sort of, you know, being put up for the event. You go through these front doors, and all of a sudden it opens up into this absolutely beautiful circular, like, sort of music hall, I suppose, with sort of coloured LED light windows and just lovely warm colours and sort of lights strung up going around, and people on tables and chairs just having something to drink and enjoying a brass band playing. Happy accidents do happen, thankfully, and as I was wandering around, I changed the shots between the 24-85, and then I went to the super wide 10-20 just to really show the scale of it. I went to from the front, looking at the audience, as it were, and the band playing. Then I went behind the band to show the other angle. It's always worth thinking, any shot that you're taking in this situation, you want to think whether it's worth shooting a horizontal and a vertical version of the picture, and also thinking about reverse angles. And the great thing with the 10-20 is that you go in closer and you really feel the frame, and it really puts the viewer right in the picture. It's a really nice visual technique of doing that. I'm sure I'm teaching a lot of you to suck eggs. It's probably second nature to a lot of you. But for those that you know, maybe don't know about this and or are thinking about this sort of thing, there you go. Then I... let me think. Did I revert back? Got the 24-85 on this other shot, which was, again, shot at f4, 160th of a second at ISO 2500. We've got a couple of a lady and a gentleman here playing their instruments, and the conductor and the lights in the background are just slightly out of focus. Really nice, kind of lights are really nice when they're thrown out of focus. They kind of have a real kind of really nice quality. Then I went back to just doing some super wide shots. Ah, there you go. I can see it wasn't super wide for the first shot. That's right, from behind the band. But then I went back and clearly did it with the super wide. It really opened it up really nice. Then I went around the front again because I noticed, because I didn't essentially did a walk around the whole sort of perimeter of this this interior here. And just again, happy accidents, the light was shining just at the right angle, the sunlight setting coming through one of these windows, and I've got a lovely shot here with a Christmas tree, with the bands, people having their drinks while they're enjoying the music. And I just got a series of shots like that with the super wide, just bringing the whole scale of it out. It was really nice. So that was that. That was one of those shots that I was going to go in later, because I thought, well, it'll be dark outside and, you know, it's an interior space that I'll do it when it's dark. But actually, I didn't go back because in hindsight, I thought that's a much better shot, having the light coming through and just adding more colour. It's really nice. So I've clearly taken quite a few of these, so I will skip these through here. Right, quick grab shot as I was walking along of the Action Stations building that's within the area there. Nothing brilliant, it's just a grab shot. It wasn't one that was particularly asked for, but the light was so nice I thought I'd take it anyway. Some of the drummers here, nothing particularly special. Some of these shots, you just kind of, you know, at the time you think, oh, it's a really nice shot, really like it. And it's only when you look at it afterwards, and as I say, I'm not doing any editing this evening, I'm just having a look at it. It just doesn't grab me. I will include a couple of those because they're nice shots, but the background's a little bit messy. It doesn't really say much about the dockyard, what have you. But what does very clearly shout out dockyard, there are some shots here of the guards there doing their, just looking what it was, the Fort Cumberland Fort Cumberland Guard doing their salute right on the slipway with HMS Warrior in the background. It says Portsmouth Historic Dockyard on the side of one of the buildings there, absolutely clear. And just the sunset coming through the masts of the Warrior. And it's just a really nice, big raking long shadows. Really nice. And then I'm just having a quick look here. What else did I do? So, oh, well, that's it. One of the first things that I did was the Santa's Grotto type thing. These pictures seem to be a little bit out of order, and I'm not entirely sure why. It's no big deal. Sometimes this happens. I think it's just something to do with Photoshop. It sometimes kind of has a funny 5 minutes with Bridge. Anyway, so I'll just skip through these. It's just thrown me a little bit because I've got some of the earlier shots that I thought were... it could be that I'm showing them... Oh no, it's by date created. Anyway, no matter. So lots of shots of the guards doing their salute and what have you. Some little steam engines with the... this is moving forward with Semaphore Tower in the background and sort of people chatting, and that was really nice. That was one of the first times that the flash came out, just to light those people up a little bit. Not too bad. They're a little bit overexposed on their faces, but no matter, because I shoot in RAW and you have that built-in contingency that all I've got to do is tweak them slightly and it'll be lovely. I let the flash be quite strong so that the background will darken out nicely because of the range there. Another little traction engine going along here, steam engine with Victory in the background. So a really nice sort of brooding skies. The clouds really came in and it was just, it was just lovely. really, really nice. Gentleman and his daughter going along the traction engine. That's really nice. Some character actors again, two gentlemen and a gentleman with a beard and moustache dressed up as a woman. I don't know quite what the story was there, but I'm sure they had their reasons. Then we went and photographed by the Santa Claus Santa Solstice Christmas Crisis stage. They had a reindeer there with a sleigh, and the kiddies were queuing up to be photographed. And this is one of those occasions where at this point I had a lady called Melissa who I was working with. She joined me on occasions just to check what I was doing and make sure we were all happy with the progress of things. And she was stood with me, and actually at that point I gave her my model release forms, which I'd had just in my pocket. And she approached a lady whose daughter was there. It looked really nice for the picture. Asked if she was happy for the picture to be taken and this, that and the other. And again, just some really nice pictures. And we're actually going to send them a copy of this picture. So I've got two versions. We've got Mrs. Claus here with a sort of grey wig and what have you. And the reindeer in the foreground and the little girl in the background on the sleigh. And it's lovely. And then we brought the little girl forward, and so that the three of them, the little girl, the reindeer and Mrs. Claus, are just posing nicely with this nice dark grey sky behind. Really nice wintry sky, actually. And one in the building, it's quite clear what it is. Then we moved on to photographing some of the food stands, which is really nice because some of these pictures might be sent off to be used in sort of supplements or, you know, sort of articles about the food at this event and what have you. So I've got people here selling freshly baked bread and what have you. Just a real variety of shots there. These were with the 24-85. Again, with one of the shots here opening it up a bit wider. It's the beauty of having a zoom lens. Opening it a bit wider so you've got the victory in the background. It makes it very clear where it is. So that's important. At this point, I just let myself be guided a bit by Melissa, which is, I think, is absolutely fine. There's no problem with that. It's nice to get everyone involved. A couple of gentlemen selling their ales, which is nice. People selling chilies, not actual chilies, but chili jam. If you've never tried chili jam, you really should. It's it's a marvelous thing. Other people here doing sort of eco local foods and what have you. Then right, so I'm looking at the pictures and I can see that the light's really starting to fade now, and at this point the flash started to get used quite a bit more. Now I should probably just say that you've got the character actors here, and part of the area is set up so there's like a divide, not a physical divide, but you've got two streets with buildings, whatever, separating the two. One of them is the rich, the posh people, like all character people, what have you. The others are drunkards and prostitutes and all these, you know, it sounds, if I say to say prostitutes, it probably sounds quite harsh, but, you know, just kind of giving it sort of all their kind of, you know, interacting with the crowd, with the public, sort of saying things, all right, darling, I haven't seen you for a while, all this sort of thing. I won't do my best prostitute accent. I don't think it's very becoming. But again, just using the flash just a little bit. And I generally don't like using on camera flash straight on. It's very flat. Usually I'll have the flash on a bracket to one side, but on this occasion I left it on camera, but I just twisted the head slightly by I don't know if it actually does it say, I don't even know if the speed lights now have a guide on them to say what angle. Oh yes, it does. So I don't know, about 30 degrees, something like that, and then pointed the flash, so it's sort of 30 degrees to the side, and then pointing it up just around about maybe 40 degrees, 60 degrees, something like that, just so it wasn't absolutely flat on, because there was sort of buildings and fence work behind them. And what this has done is just given a really nice kind of pool of light These two ladies, shall we call them ladies, sat here, just giving them a nice pool of light and letting the darkness creep into one side. It's really nice. So by the time I just, you know, brighten that up just to make sure it really sort of punch is there, and then those blacks are going to be nice and rich at the sort of, as I look at it, the right hand side. It's going to be lovely. So I'm just skipping through. I did sort of, you know, other people kind of got involved as well, and some kids dancing and singing, performing. That was really nice. Did a couple of shots, one without flash and one with. Some drummers here. Then we've got these kind of drunkard kind of layabout types, which is really nice. Then we had a performer on a stage doing kind of magic tricks and stuff. Totally natural light, ISO 3200 at f6.3, 30th of a second. Very animated guy, and to freeze him at 30th of a second, I'm quite pleased with that, because really I probably should have been shooting a bit faster, but there we go. That was on a 24-25. I was able to get in amongst the crowd to get that of the stage, and very well lit, actually. That's probably why I could get away with the 30th of a second. I was using the existing light, and it was sort of floodlights or what have you. Then I pulled back a bit at some wider shots to show the audience there. Then we did some more pictures of some of the people selling their wares. This gentleman is selling... oh, look at that. Woodcock and Babbage. Different spelling of Babbage. Yeah, selling jams or chutneys or what have you. So that was really good. Then there was I'm skipping through this very quickly. I'm aware that, you know, I don't want to drag it on for too much longer. We've been half an hour already. Some more girls just walking through the street in their dresses. Really nice. Lighting. Yeah, just again, more shots of this performer chap as I walked back. What have we got here? The Little Groundlings Theatre. Some ladies and girls there sort of just posing for the camera. That's really nice. Then, as the light was really starting to go, still a bit blue in the sky, we've got sort of hot mulled wine stall there. I could have just stopped and sort of drank and eaten my way through the evening. Would have been lovely, but I had work to do. Queen Victoria looking very stern for a picture. Farmhouse Fudge, lovely, well lit little stall there with people buying their fudges. It's lovely. Roast Hot Chestnuts, Festive Tipple Show Chalet. Say that after a few drinks. Again, just natural light, long lens shot. This is at ISO 12,800 because it was really getting quite dark by then. And 12,800, I think, on the D3 is something like... It doesn't actually say 12,800. It goes up to 6,400, and then you get high 3, high 7, high 0. It's on H0.3, 0.7, 1.0, and 2.0. So that was going to be somewhere in that range. Quite a bit of grain, but I'll just have to take a little bit of that out in post-production, I'm afraid, on this occasion. Some close-up shots of the lady doing the demonstration, framed by out-of-focus members of the public. Then we had sort of an undercover area where it was like crafts and what have you. And then I just finished off after that just doing some long exposure shots with... what do you call it? Whizzes round and round with the horses that bob up and down. My mind's gone absolutely blank. You know what I mean. And yeah, that was just really, really nice. Like carnival sort of stuff and people, big crowds milling around and what have you. Then I did just some tripod work with 10 to 20 mil wide angle. Just some Christmas trees all lit with blue lights and sort of yellow lights there and what have you. And it was just really nice. It was just a kind of... Oh, and then my absolute final shot, HMS Warrior was all kind of lit up, but it had on its mast, it has a Christmas tree, a string of lights which make the shape of a Christmas tree. Would have preferred to have shot that earlier in the day when there was still light in the sky. But in the event, I had to do this when it was virtually sheer black sky. And it looks okay, actually. It's not too bad. I'll include it. It's a nice picture. There's no mistake there. But, you know, sometimes you've got particular shots in mind and it just doesn't do what you want it to do. I like to be excited by these pictures, and that one just didn't excite me. So, you know, the client is going to be happy with them. That's the main thing. But, you know, us photographers, we're perfectionists. We like to get it as how we want it, as best we can. And but that's that. So that was a really, really whistle-stop tour of this event that took me several hours. And I shot somewhere like almost 5 gig of pictures or something. But yeah, really, really enjoyed it, actually. I love nighttime photography, as you know. I like event photography. I like being amongst people. I like character actors. I like people that are engaged, whether they're character actors or not. I like people that are engaged in their activity and just not having to pose them, just letting them get on with it. And, you know, it's just a really nice way to work, sort of nice and light. My back wasn't aching, my feet weren't aching. It's meant to be getting down, as I sit here now, it's at least at zero outside now, and it's meant to be, because this was down by the water, of course, it's meant to be quite a bit below zero tonight, and especially when you get the wind chill factor. And actually, I was lovely and warm. I had a number of layers, and then I had this Manfrotto jacket on the top, which is a sleeveless thing, but obviously that helps, you know, another layer a little bit. Well, look at that, my first yawn. Oh, excuse me. Oh, I think I've done quite well there. Yeah, so there we go. Really nice day. Really happy with some of these pictures. I'm actually really looking forward to working through these. As I record this, this is, where are we now? This is Saturday. I'm not going to be doing any work tomorrow, Sunday. I have commitments that mean that I won't be able to edit until later in the week. But yeah, probably on Tuesday. But in the meantime, I am going to send a number of pictures across so that they can be sort of put out in the various publications or the uses that they are intended for. So yeah, really good. So again, any questions about nighttime photography, event photography, if I've raised a few questions in your minds about certain lenses or techniques or what have you, always let me know. But that said, I'm going to leave it there. I think I'm due another cup of tea now. Yeah, really, really nice way just to end off, to round off my working week. Shortly after making that recording, I realised the error of my ways in Adobe Bridge. My files were not being displayed as sort by file name. Such a simple oversight, proving, as ever, that it's always well worth double checking your settings before you get started. You can check out all the show notes to this and other week's shows at theactivephotographer.com. If you'd like to get in touch directly, don't forget I'm on Twitter, @GilesBabbage. There's the Facebook page, facebook.com/theactivephotographer. Or of course, send me a good old-fashioned email, giles@theactivephotographer.com. So thanks for listening, everyone. Take care, have a great week, and I will speak to you all very soon.
Member of the CurrentPhotographer.com podcast network. Find more great photography shows at CurrentPhotographer.com/podcast. CurrentPhotographer.